Today, we are all invited to honor the life and legacy of one of Latin America's most influential artists, Frida Kahlo. July was the month of Frida's birth and death, and to pay tribute to this cultural and feminist icon, Frida Kahlo-inspired art by local artists will be auctioned with proceeds to benefit the Hispanic Women's Network of Texas El Paso Scholarship Fund. The event begins today at 4 p.m., and here to tell us all about it are Alicia Rascon and Michelle Del Rio of HWNT. Welcome to State of the Arts, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, why Frida?
I think we all are really inspired by her. She was someone who wasn't afraid to express herself, to really represent herself in a very authentic way. She's someone that was very much a trendsetter in terms of her art, and she was able to take her experiences that some of them were very painful and there was a lot of suffering, but she was able to turn it into something really beautiful. And that's something that personally really inspired us. I think since we are a Hispanic women's organization, we also were really inspired that she was very proudful, or mm-hmm. she had a lot of pride when it came to her culture. So she really represented the Mexican culture in a very beautiful way. And that's something that we were all really inspired by.
And it seems really cool, too, that, you know, you have all these other people that are inspired by it. So you have all these artists that are participating in tonight's event. So what's cool is that I believe they all made different kind of creations. And the idea then is for us, the general public, to come and bid on them for the scholarship fund. Can you tell us some of the fun stuff you have for auction today?
Our Frida Kahlo-inspired event will have many opportunities for us to raise funds. So we'll have art donated by this artist, local artists, so that we can have silent auction. We will also have local vendors selling some of their arts and crafts. We will also try to have a raffle from items donated by local businesses. And we will also have for entertainment a Frida look-alike and also food from the John Beanie and Bronson's cafe.
So there's a Frida look-alike contest
yes.
as well.
So bring your eyebrows, your unibrows.
Right. You need eyebrows and you need hair.
Yes. Like,
and the flowers,
and
of
the
course.
Flowers. Say no more about the clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's going to be many opportunities, but also if you can't make it at the event, we also have other funding opportunities outside the event.
So can you tell us about your organization?
Sure. HWNT is actually a statewide organization. We've been around for 30 years. Here in El Paso, we have a newer chapter. We've only been here for 2 years. And our focus is on promoting the advancement of Hispanic women through public, corporate, and civic life. And we do that through education, personal, and professional development. So it's a women's organization. We do community service. We do a lot of cultural events. We have monthly meetings with professional development speakers. We do sisterhood and social events as well. And a big focus of ours is giving back to the community. So we do community service projects. We have an outreach program called Latinas in Progress, which is focused on high school seniors preparing them for college. So we actually assist the girls with the college application process. And a big focus of ours is providing scholarships for high school seniors that are about to go to college. So we're really excited that the proceeds from this event are going to be sponsoring our scholarship
and
opportunities.
And how many scholarships are you all thinking, or what's the hope for tonight?
So we gave out our first one just this spring. So it was really touching to see how we can help these young women that do have financial barriers and really open up more educational opportunities for them. So we're really excited to be sponsoring, you know, up to 5 girls this upcoming fall. So we really hope a lot of the community comes out to support us. Through the silent auction, we're raising money, and we're also looking for donations and sponsorships as well.
Can people donate online to your organization if they can't happen to make it?
Yes, definitely. They can go online to the HWNT El Paso chapter website.
Okay.
And under donations tab, you can pick the amount that you want to donate and just make sure that it goes to the El Paso chapter and also to the program, the Latinas in Progress program.
Very cool.
So they would just go online to hwnt.org in order to donate.
Okay, and then just search for El Paso once mm-hmm. they get to the website.
Exactly.
So what other kinds of events have you all done to raise funds aside from Frida Fest?
We have had at least 2 or 3 major events throughout the year where we try to raise funds for the scholarships. So the most recent one was back in December where we did a Posada Navideña, also featuring Café Mayapan. And there we offer similar funding opportunities to the public, again with art pieces, pan dulce, even party favors. And we really try to just make it family friendly. And so it was a good event. So we're really excited. We're getting a lot more attention on our events and our intentions with what we host.
Especially something like Frida Fest, because she's so popular and everybody so just
iconic,
loves her.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think you all did a great job in choosing a great icon. Do you know how many artists have contributed work and what kind of mediums we can see there?
So right now we have about 12 different artists that are going to be represented. Some are going to be actually on site selling some of their work as vendors.
Cool.
And then some of them have contributed items to our a silent auction as well, so people have an opportunity to either bid or purchase some items there. So we have artists like Olympia Servin is going to be there. She has a lot of beautiful items that are very much Frida focused. Jessica Frere with Call Me Betty is going to be there, and so is Sylvia Martinez. So we're really excited. A lot of artists have come out to support this event, and we're seeing that a lot of these artists are also very much inspired by Frida Kahlo.
Are they mostly female artists?
We have had some males participate as well, but the majority are definitely female.
Well, especially when you talk about Frida, right? I mean, she really does talk to us girls.
Yes, definitely.
So tell us about the programs that you all are developing through your chapter.
Latinas in Progress is a statewide initiative. So there's actually groups all across the state. We have 11 chapters, and each chapter hosts this program. It's geared towards high school juniors and seniors, and we walk them through the application process. We help them in figuring out how to search for different universities, pick the right one for themselves. We help them in finding scholarship opportunities. We help them in filling out financial aid forms, filling out their college applications. We bring in a lot of women who are college students to share their first-person experience. We also connect them with some professional women in the community to serve as mentors. So this program is going to be kicking off in August. So we're already starting to accept applications for local high school girls that are interested in participating.
What and then, grade level do they have to be in to sign up for the program?
So it is open to all high school girls.
Okay.
But we are placing a primary emphasis on juniors and seniors.
So those so that are college bound, so you yes. can have enough time to help them.
Exactly.
Applications, FAFSA, all that crazy stuff you have to do.
Exactly. So we're really excited that the proceeds from this event are helping support that program as well. And then one of the great things about the program is that girls participate in monthly workshops. It will run the entire semester through December. In December, we will have a graduation ceremony, and the girls who have attended every single session will be eligible to apply for our scholarship. So in order to be able to apply for the scholarship, they need to participate in the program. So we're providing that incentive for them to complete that application process. And that's also a great way to financially support their educational goals as well.
And how long, and you might have said this already, but how long have you all been doing that program here locally?
Across the state, it's been running for over 15 years. So I've actually met some of our state leaders that are running some of the adult chapters now. And they actually started in high school through this Latinas in Progress program. And now they're professional women and help them go to college. Now they're professionals and they're giving back to the next generation. Here in El Paso, since we're brand new, we've only done it once before. And we started out with 10 girls, and we're excited to see that program continue to grow.
That's so cool. So we are on the ground floor of helping you all help future Latinas really get to college and kind of go through their journey.
Exactly.
So we have opportunity to help you out today. Give us the lowdown again. What can people expect? Is there an admission to get into the event, or is it more about placing bids? Possibly taking even your daughters, right, to kind of learn about it as well?
Exactly. So the event is free. We do accept donations at the door. We're having the lookalike contest. There's going to be a photo booth so people can take a picture dressed up as Frida. We'll have the silent auction. There's also some DIY arts and crafts where people could actually make their own Frida-inspired art that they take home. So for a lot of those, we are accepting donations for those items. And then we're also accepting sponsorships and donations at the event.
Maybe it's the topic. You guys had to kind of extend your hours for today because you've seen a lot of interest. So I guess we should tell people to plan and probably get there early just in case.
Yes, we were really excited. We got a wonderful response from the community. It seems like a lot of people feel very much connected to Frida. So we've had a lot of RSVPs. So we actually, due to popular demand, had to extend the hours.
So tell us time, place, and all that jazz so we can all meet you all later tonight.
It's today from 4 to 10. It's going to be at Joe, Vinny, and Bronson's Bohemian Cafe at 824 North Piedras. And then, of course, the cafe is open, so you can order food. There's going to be beverages as well. And then we encourage everyone to get their unibrow ready and participate in the contest.
What time is the contest? If you wanted to participate in the contest, what time do you think people should show up?
I think we're going to have it towards the end of the event so okay. that people can stick around, you know, showcase their costume and get to mingle with other Frida lookalikes and hopefully network with that.
Cool. And it also sounds like a great opportunity to take your daughters out. If you have a high school age daughter, expose her to Frida, but then also to your programs, because mm-hmm. what a great way to get to know about everything that you all are doing in the community.
And we will have applications on site. So if girls wanted to actually register for the program now, they can get everything ready for the program that starts in August. And then our group, we are a volunteer-driven organization. So HWNT is always recruiting new members. We do have monthly membership meetings, and our next one is August 3rd. It's going to be at Evolve Credit Union. So we encourage women to join our organization and participate in our monthly meetings as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and good luck with Frida Fest today. It starts at 4 o'clock. Goes till 10 p.m. at Giovanni Bronson's. Today, my guests have been Alicia Rascon and Michelle Del Rio from HWNT. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.